Welcome, everybody, to the Tip-In Maple Leafs podcast, episode number 207. And coming up on this one, back-to-back games against the Pens and the Devils. And back-to-back wins, 3-2 over the Pens, 5-2 over Jersey. Matthews now at 66 goals, just 3 away from 69 and 4 away from 70 with 4 games remaining. Also, we're going to take a look at Mitch Marner's play since returning from injury. All this and more coming up on 207 of the Tip-In podcast.
Three more goals to go to get to 69 for Austin, and then you just stop it right there. That's the end of that. 70, forget about it. Why even bother going for that extra goal? You get to 69, you stop it right there, because that is the absolute perfect number. Let's hit the intro.
Hey, everybody, welcome to the Tip-In Maple Leafs podcast. I'm Chad.
I'm Dale.
And we are going to be breaking down some hockey. You know what, Dale? Before we start, I just want to ask you something. Do you remember in grade four when we went to the Toronto Zoo?
100%.
And I got lost?
100%.
And you found me?
Claire Leahy.
There you go.
Was the teacher. Well, yeah, you were dipping around. I think you might have been looking for a bite to eat. You didn't want to get on the bus quite yet. I think you were maybe looking for a bite to eat.
I lost my group.
Yeah, lost the group. And I think I pulled a rabbit out of the old hat. And I'm like, I think I got him. I think I got this.
I found the school buses and I made it out to school buses. And there had to be, like, in my memory, there was like 5,000 school buses.
Well, we were not the only school there, I'm sure. So there was a lot of school buses.
There was. And then I still remember you coming running out and you had like a little plastic shark thing in your hand. And you were like, hey. And you found me. It just made me think of it because my daughter's going to the Toronto Zoo and I had to sign form.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh man, I remember going to the Toronto Zoo at school and I got lost and Dale found me in a sea of school buses.
Yeah.
Thank you for that.
Yeah. I mean, think of what could have happened if I didn't find you. We probably would have left without you and it would have been sayonara for you.
I remember getting on and the woman who was like in charge of my group was in tears because she thought she had lost a kid.
Oh, no doubt. No doubt.
Yeah, crazy, crazy times. But thank you. I appreciate that. I wouldn't be here today if you hadn't found me at the zoo in 1988.
Yeah, I don't even know when that was.
1991.
Around there. Aging ourselves here. But
there you go.
Yeah, for sure, man. So can you, just before we get into it, can you bring the standings up?
I can. Yeah, I have them right here.
I want to go there first, unless there's anything else you want to.
No, let's get into the standings. Playoff watch.
We won't be super long here tonight. We're just going to touch on a few points and bounce out of here. But yeah, so the standings I think are interesting. As far as I know, the Leafs and the Panthers both won their games last night. The Leafs, I think, are 3 points behind the Panthers, with the Leafs now have 4 games to go. But the Panthers have, do you have them up yet or no?
Panthers have 3 games to go.
3 games to go.
And they're at 100. They're at 104 points. Leafs have 4 games to go. They're at 101 points.
Right. And one of those games they play each other. So
that's right.
If the Leafs win their remaining 4 games, which, I mean, it's unlikely, but I don't see how you lose to New Jersey on Thursday. Detroit's still in the fight. So don't see how that goes on Saturday. But obviously what I'm saying here is, you don't worry about anything. You just win your games and then you get home ice. You win the 4 games, you get home ice. That's it. Florida, there's nothing Florida can do. Like, they can't do anything about it. So,
well, they could win their last 3 games.
It doesn't matter. Oh, no. Like, that's what I mean. But one of those games is against the Leafs. So if the Leafs,
that's right. Yep.
If the Leafs win out, it doesn't matter if Florida can't do anything, because they will have lost the one game. So unless it goes to overtime, then it might get a little dicey with the tiebreaker, I think, which Florida would have. But anyway, do you care? Do you care about that? Like, we're getting a lot close. What's Tampa got? How far are they behind the Leafs right now?
Tampa's at 95 points with 4 games to play. So they're 6 points back.
So that doesn't look likely either. Like, it's possible. And one of those games is against each other as well.
Right. So Tampa, like if Tampa wins that, they could jump Toronto depending on how close they would be at that time.
What scenario do you think is most likely? The Leafs catch Tampa. Sorry, the Leafs catch Florida. Tampa catches the Leafs or none of the above, and they all just finish Florida second, Toronto third, Tampa wildcard.
Oh, it's definitely the Leafs catching the Panthers.
Yeah.
That game on, I think they play Tuesday against the Panthers.
Yeah, they do.
That game is like, it's going to mean something. It's even if the Panthers win, it's still like, I don't know. It's still, you still have a shot. You're only 3 points back. And the way the Panthers have been playing, I don't know. But yeah, I would say the Leafs catching the Panthers is probably the closest thing to like the closest thing that'll happen. I don't think the Lightning are going to catch the Leafs, and the Bruins are at 107 points. So technically the Panthers could still get first place, but I don't see that happening.
No,
I don't see the Bruins losing their last three games.
Well, I don't have their schedules in front of me. I don't know who they play, but no, they probably won't. So it's interesting. I mean, as we're getting closer here with three games to go, four games to go for these remaining teams, like it just is looking more and more like it's destined to be Florida and Toronto. Obviously, something crazy could happen, but to me, it kind of looks like that's where we're headed here. But what about home ice? Do you care or not really?
I don't actually care if they have home ice. They've actually played really well on the road this year.
They played great on the road.
So I wouldn't mind if they started on the road. And also, like, the pressure and the media and the craziness, I don't think it would be as insane to start game one. Like, you could fly down to Florida before the series started. You could just sort of settle in down there. And you'd have the media that travels, and you would have fans that go down. But it wouldn't be the craziness around the city, you know, putting the pressure on these guys. They could go and just maybe steal one in Florida. And then come back with a split or maybe up two. Who knows?
Maybe up two. Yeah, I hear you. So I don't think it would be the worst thing. Like, I would like home ice for potential game seven, but I don't know. I guess it's not Boston that big
plays,
a deal.
Boston plays Pitt, Washington, and Ottawa. So they basically, they can determine who's going to make that last playoff spot.
Yeah.
That's pretty crazy.
That is crazy. So I don't know. I just wanted to get your thoughts on that off the top and just see where you're, you know, as things kind of are shaping out a little more, see what you were thinking there. But
I don't really care. I don't really care home or away. I don't even really care who they play. Just be ready. And they've been playing. The Leafs have looked really good lately. The lines have looked good.
Yeah.
Goaltendings look good. Just keep this going into the playoffs. That's all I care about. And Matthews hitting 70. That's it.
Yeah,
that's all I care about.
No, totally, Ben. And like, obviously, they're heading to Sunrise, Florida, and to Tampa Bay for the last two games next week, right? Tuesday, Wednesday, and then probably start on the Saturday, April 20th. So they'll already be down there. So it would save, and you know, I wouldn't mind home ice if they get it. Great. If they don't, whatever. But they'll already be right there, right? So like, save an extra, pack your bags type thing when you pack some extra underwear when you leave for the trip because you might be staying down there for an extra week.
Yeah, and it gives you. But the home ice gives you something to play for.
Sure.
Because, I mean, if you're just going to be like, oh, it doesn't matter, we'll start wherever.
Yeah. Oh, no, I think they'll try to get it here, but it would save them an extra flight back to TO, an extra few days in the sun. Not the worst thing. Get the vitamin D.
Although, remember Tampa did that? Remember Tampa won the President's Trophy, and they're like, you know what, we're just going to take a few days off in the sunshine, get ready for the playoffs, and they got swept.
Swept. Yeah.
Four games straight. So maybe not the best.
Maybe not the best. All right. Well, we'll see. We'll see what happens there. So anyway, a couple big wins over Pittsburgh and New Jersey. Pittsburgh, man, like just fighting for their lives here. And they've been playing a lot better, obviously. That was a pretty decent game. Leafs come away with a 3-2 win. Do we say him and Spezza just leaving the press box after the game? How many times have we seen that after a tough loss? just leaving the press box like fuck. And McCabe ended up getting the winner in that game too in overtime, right?
Yeah.
So he's just probably thinking, yeah, that's one of my guys, but you know.
Yeah, but at the same time, I mean, they were sellers at the trade deadline.
Oh yeah.
And I get that he's pissed off or whatever, but I mean, he didn't think they were going to make the playoffs as of the trade deadline.
No. If they get in, great. But like, you think that team's got the ability to do any damage? I don't see it, man.
No.
Like, you get in, you're playing Boston or you're playing the Rangers or potentially Carolina still because they're cooking. But
It's just a good story. Like, it's a great story. That Crosby basically put the team on his back and was like, I'm making the goddamn playoffs this year.
Yeah.
Other than that, you're right. It's not, I don't see them going all the way to the cup or anything like that. It would just be worrying.
Well, Tampa's getting one of the spots. Did they already clinch it? I think they did. So I think they did. So yeah, we're
Tampa
talking.
Tampa clinched. There's one spot left.
Pittsburgh.
Washington has 85 points. Pittsburgh has 84. Detroit has 84. Philly has 83.
Forget the Flyers. Forget about it. They're out. They're done.
They got absolutely rocked.
What Islanders out of it?
All the Islanders are. The Islanders are at 87, so they're third in the division.
Okay. Oh, the Islanders are. The Islanders passed Philadelphia for third spot?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know.
Philadelphia's dropped out of this. I'm talking the last wild card spot is Washington's at 85, Pittsburgh's at 84, Detroit's at 84.
Okay. So
at 83.
So the Islanders are getting in.
Well, they're at 87 right now.
So that's it. And we're saying what? 84, 83
85 for Washington and 84 for Pitt.
Okay. So, I mean, clock's ticking. It looks like the Islanders I didn't know.
All of them except the Flyers have three games remaining. The Flyers only have two. So I would basically, you're right. I would count the Flyers out.
Oh, the Flyers are done.
So the last spot is
Pittsburgh or Washington or Detroit.
Pittsburgh, Washington, or Detroit all have three games remaining. And the Islanders, they're 2 points ahead. But if they lose all three, there is a slim chance that they don't make the playoffs, but I don't see that.
Okay. Anyway,
that'll be good to see who gets them.
Yeah. Poor Torts. It all blew up on him. You can only go to the well so many times, Torts. Like, eventually the players are just going to be like, fuck this guy, man. Like,
at the same time, though, no one even saw them having the season that they've had.
I know, but they've really fallen off ever since he came out, and things were going pretty well for that team, way above expectation. And then he just comes out and shits on everything.
Yeah.
And look how they've played since.
But also their goaltending came back down to earth, and there's a guy by the name of Carter Hart that might never play again, that they didn't see that coming. The fact that they're even there, 2 points out of a wild card spot, is insane.
I know, but
I know Torch shit the bed. He shit the bed.
He blew it, man. Like, the guy's a veteran fucking coach. You don't need to fucking have the same fucking song and dance, the same act fucking routine every time.
Brooksy. Brooksy.
Brooksy, why don't you do me a favor, okay? Just get the fuck out of here, all right?
Brooksy, fuck off, Brooksy.
Like, calling out the players and calling out the young guys, and like, they over exceeded everybody's expectations, even if they missed by a couple points. Like, I don't know. Like, he has no chill pill level. He just, it's 100 maximum capacity for Tortorella all the fucking time. That's it. But
yeah,
I don't know. Anyway,
I know during this whole stretch, he never once just kind of sat back and was like, this team's playing a hell of a season.
Yeah.
Like, it was always, you're not good enough. You're not good enough. You're not good enough.
I know. It's crazy. Anyway, whatever. Fuck Torts. But okay, so we'll get to the Leafs here. Brooksy. Okay. Get the fuck out of here, Brooksy. All right. All right. So Matthews, obviously he's sitting at 66 now, 3 to get to 69. I think that's the prime number there, but he potentially could get to 70 here. Like, he, New Jersey, prime picking. Like, he comes up with a 2 or 3 goal performance on Thursday night in New Jersey, it's happening for sure. Like, it's for sure going to happen. But he's got to bury a couple here the next couple games, and I think he probably will. Like, he wants it. You can tell. Like, he wants to get it, man. Like,
and don't you kind of feel like, not only does he want it, but he's scoring goals like every which way.
Oh yeah.
Like, he's ripping shots from top circle, boom, going in.
So he passes Ovechkin for the most goals in a season by a player since how long? Like 20 years or whatever? Like, it's, but when did Ovi do it? No, I guess not 20 years ago, but I don't know what year Ovi scored 65. It was early in his career. So it's been a long time. But he goes past that. So now Austin Matthews, in the salary cap era, holds the record for most single season or most goals in a single season with 66, and he's not done there. I guarantee you that he is not done. At least a couple more are going in the net, if not a couple more than that. So anyway, great accomplishment, man. Like, to always say that he's going to be the, you know, Ovechkin will probably go down in the history books record wise as the greatest goal scorer of all time. The guys are fucking had like 8 goals the first half of the season. He surpassed 30 a couple nights ago. So it's just crazy. So he could pass Gretzky as early as next season for record wise for most goals ever and hold that record. So I just think it's pretty impressive, obviously, that
he did something that Ovi never did.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Which is, and if he does, pretty crazy. If he does get, it's very crazy. And if he does get to 70, like, I don't know how much, like, it's not crazy that, like, Matthews keeps scoring 30, 40, 50, 60, like, every year. Like, it's for the next however many years. You know, there'll be 60, some dips.
Yeah, there's going to be dips. Like, last year was a dip. 60 is a crazy, crazy numbers. But the fact that two out of the past three seasons he's done it, And it's the two seasons when he's been most healthy. All signs point to this guy's going to score. Like, 40 will be the floor.
Oh, fuck. For him, you know? For fun. For fun. Dude, what did he have? 40 by Christmas? I think he did.
I think he had 40 before the new year.
Like, he's just fucking killing it. Killing it, killing it. It would not surprise me at all if he has another 60-goal season. Maybe even a couple. Like, that's how... We're watching the best to potentially ever do it here. Like,
as long as he stays healthy. As long as he stays healthy, he's in, like, he's still young. He's got plenty of hockey in him. So,
for sure.
I hope so. I hope we see this guy just fucking
light it up. Oh, man.
And also win a few playoff rounds.
Yep. That would
like to see that
light it up. Like, if he can keep this rolling into the playoffs, like, I don't know. Do you want to rest him? Like, do you want to give him some rest, or do you want to just keep going full steam ahead? Let's just keep fucking rolling here.
Yeah, I was reading an article that was talking about how he has, like, his chase for 70 and sort of the fact that during a lot of portions of the season, like, the team didn't really have a lot of good players, or the way Keith was coaching and the way he had his lines made up. Basically, Austin has played more. He's had more ice time this season than any. And they still have four games left, and he's averaging more. And that was the debate, you know, because Keith said, I don't care about 70 goals. I just want us to be ready for the playoffs.
Of course. But now that you're within,
you have to let him play.
You got to let him play, man. Yeah. That's something that just doesn't happen. It doesn't. 70 goals is like, holy fuck, 70 goals. It just doesn't happen. It doesn't happen anymore.
And it's like, the last few seasons, you've rested guys. You've gotten, like, that's the reason Marner didn't hit 100 points, is they rested him to get ready for the playoffs. Did it really make a difference? Like, you beat Tampa last year, but every other year you get bounced. And
yeah, it wasn't because of Mitch Marner that they beat Tampa Bay.
No, and I just don't know if it'll really make a difference, but I think mentally it would make a huge difference if you said, you're sitting, sorry, you're not going to get 70 this year.
Yeah, no.
I think mentally he'd be like, fuck.
Yeah, no, there's no way they're doing that. There's just no way. There's no way.
Gotta let him play. You gotta let him do it. Like, if he gets there or not, you gotta let him try.
I totally am in agreement with that. So anyway, look, man, so we'll see. Obviously, we're hot on the Austin Matthews pursuit here, watching closely. So we'll see what happens there. The top line, you can just not split it up. It is undeniable at this point. I know the last couple of weeks we were like, I was pushing hard for when Mitch comes back, you don't touch the Bertuzzi, Domi, Matthews line, because you just, like, look at it. The eye test alone is like, this thing is working like to a fucking, the best line I've seen them have in, I don't know.
It's only getting better. The more they gel,
it's wild.
The better it gets.
Like, you can't split that shit up, man. Like, Bertuzzi putting it in every night, like a goal or two. So it's not just Matthews. Bertuzzi's fucking burying it now.
He is a whole different player.
So, and Domi just, like, look, man, he looks incredible as well. Obviously, Austin is leading the way. He's still getting his touches and his looks. But with another guy there burying it, and I know Mitch can bury it too, and Mitch is a good facilitator too, but it's kind of in the past, it's been like, well, you shut Mitch and Austin down, and the third guy on the line doesn't matter. Bunting, Hyman, whatever, in previous years.
Yeah.
But this.
Doesn't it feel like, it feels different because of the fact that Domi and Bertuzzi are a little dirty too. Like, don't you feel like Austin kind of looks like his nutsack's a little bigger?
He's starting to play. He's like, yeah, I got a little bit more. I'm not playing with Mitch anymore, who, well, we all know Mitch is.
Mitch is Mitch, right?
Mitch is a pussy. Let's just call it what it is.
I wouldn't say he's a pussy, but.
Oh,
I wouldn't
really. You wouldn't say that.
Like, Mitch isn't going to fight, and he's not going to do anything. But Mitch isn't afraid to go out and play.
Well, he won't. Okay.
No. But what I'm saying is Bertuzzi and Domi like aren't afraid to just get into it. Like with anybody, they don't care.
Yeah. So I think
and Austin, it seems it's rubbing off on Matthews a little bit.
I think so too. Yeah. 100%, man.
How could it not playing with those two guys? How could it not?
Yeah. It's like he's starting to realize, hey, you know what? I'm 6'4" and 230 pounds.
Yeah.
Like I'm not small.
I don't have the silky mitts guy on my wing anymore. I got two fucking bangers who can also facilitate and bury it. So yeah. Okay. Let's go. I'm like, let's try that.
It's anyway, just, it's all like, gelling together.
I'm not splitting this thing up. I'm just not like even they're going to lose games in the playoffs. I don't care. I think that line is going to drive the fucking bus all the way to their success in the playoffs. Obviously the defense, the goaltending for sure. But up front, that line is going to drive the whole fucking thing, man. And
it'll be tough to shut that line down.
It's going to be very difficult. Like just look at, I just love the way they look. So I'm not splitting that thing up no matter what. Even if they have a bad game and they lose a couple games, I'm still like, I think those guys are the guys that can maybe bring us through this and get us to where we want to go. So I don't know. Like, just look at where, I'll give the last thought to you, but just last thing I'm going to say on this, like, look at where Domi and Bertuzzi were the first half of this season to where they are now. It is like, think about that really. Like, we were calling these guys out on a nightly basis doing this podcast, and now we're like, can't get enough of these fucking two guys. They're Keith playing them in a position to succeed, and they are just fucking flourishing. It's crazy. The turnaround on those two guys is crazy.
Yeah. I mean, it looks fantastic. But on the flip side, the thing I like about it is I like the spreading it out for the matchup wise. But I think, and I don't know if you agree with me here, but I think Nylander, he played a little bit on the second line with Tavares and Marner last game.
Yeah.
I think he's got to go there.
Okay.
Because he's been incredible all year. He's 4 points away from 100. He's so close, and I feel like he's just kind of like Nyes is good and Holmberg, whatever. I feel like he's kind of drifted away being on that third line. Like he's not as engaged on that third line, and I want to get Willie's motor running.
I agree. So I totally agree. So I'm not touching that top line. I'm not even thinking about it.
No.
So I'm.
But I know we love to spread it out.
Yeah, you spread it out for sure. But what can I do with those other three lines to get, you know, the most out of it? Marner, like, what do you, I know it's only been a couple games, but what do you think of his play since coming back?
I think he's actually looked pretty good.
Yeah.
Like, considering a high ankle sprain is a
couple bad plays in his own end last night. But
yeah, that's going to happen. He missed 12 games. High ankle sprain's not easy. But I think he's looked pretty good. You can tell Mitch, he did this at the start of the season too. He had a little bit of a lull, but you can just see that Mitch is working out there and all of a sudden it just clicks with this guy. And but like everyone does this. They kind of turn on Mitch and they're like, nah, he did. And then boom, he's the most important, best player on the ice night in, night out.
It's only a couple games, so I'm not going to go nuts on Marner here, but he's obviously going to need more time to find it. That's what it looks like to me, but he just doesn't look like the dynamic player.
He's been thrown into his new line. That's why I think Nylander on the wing would also bring Marner back.
I agree.
Bobby McMahon's great. Love Bobby McMahon.
No. He doesn't need to be on the second line.
Tavares, I think Tavares hasn't looked very good. He just looks a step behind all game.
Yeah.
Nylander out there with Marner, I think would be helpful to both Marner and Nylander.
I think you put Nylander, I 100% agree. You put Nylander up with JT and Mitch, and that's your second line. And then you've got two just dynamic fucking top two lines. And then you sort out line three and line four. A lot of guys in the mix there, sort out however you want to do it. There's still guys there that can bury the puck as well. But I think you're right. You got to get Nylander up with Mitch and JT and, you know,
get him back buzzing like he was a few weeks ago or how he's been the whole season.
And then
since
whether
they put him on the third line, he's kind of just
for sure. And then whether it's Nyes, McMahon, Holmberg, however you want to do it. Like, I mean, there's a lot of guys in the mix here. But so anyway, I totally agree. And I think Sheldon would be making a mistake to not at least do that. Cause then you've got, and that line's going to get the easier matchups too, right? Like obviously the Austin line's getting the tougher matchup. So when you've got a second line coming out, that's Marner, Tavares and Nylander, and they're having the easier matchups, those guys could fucking eat you alive.
Yeah.
So it's a no brainer for me, man. I would make that move and
I want to see Sheldon do that. I hope that is what happens. Nick Robertson, Chad, what does this guy have to do to stay in the lineup? He buries another one last night. All this kid does is score when he's playing fucking games, but Sheldon won't keep him in. What's the deal here? What does he have to do to fucking stay in?
I think he just has to wait. Like, I think next season he's going to be a permanent player on this roster, but this season he's just not.
You don't think like there could be a shower talk where he could do something to keep him in the lineup? Maybe
there might be.
You know what I'm saying?
I think that's already happened and it just didn't work.
Okay,
it is what it is, man. Like Robertson, he scores, yeah, but does he make a lot of dumb mistakes? Yeah, and he's a winger. If he played center, boom.
But
he
is
would
it,
be in for sure?
But is it worth like the potential mistakes when he's probably going to bury it, one if he gets the fucking chance?
Like, all right, so Yarncroc's coming back for game one of the playoffs. Who comes out?
I don't know.
That's the question, right? Like, is Nyes coming out? No. Are you going to take Bobby McMahon out?
No.
Holmberg plays center, so you're probably going to keep him in. Are you going to take Reeves out? Kampf? Dewar? Who are you taking out because for Robertson?
I know it's going to be Robertson because all those guys you mentioned, especially on the fourth line, with the exception of Reeves, like Kampf and Home and Dewar are all like defensive minded. I get that you want that. All I'm saying is like, I've seen this guy do a lot of good things and bury the puck a lot. And he just like, what, like, I'm just wondering what more does he need to do? Like just become a defensive fucking powerhouse? That's probably not going to happen. Like, I guess he can work on his game and get better in his own end, but do you think that he's an offensive fucking explosive dynamic little player? That's what his bread and butter is. I think he back checks hard and he plays hard. Does he make mistakes? Of course he makes mistakes, but
look, I love Nick Robertson, but the fact of the matter is, man, he was a second round pick and he's in the spot of his development to become an NHL player where he's a 13th forward right now.
Yeah.
And a couple of years from now, he'll be a regular third liner on this team. No question about it. But today with the guys they have on the team and where he's at, he's the 13th forward.
Yeah, you're probably right. But it's
one, I guess, you know, there's going to be an injury anyway. So you're going to see Nick Robertson no matter what.
For sure. And I guess now a positive would be Keith's probably thinking, well, if I don't play him game one or two and
he'll score,
and then I put him in game three because we like he'll bury one for sure. Right. So,
yeah, they were talking about that on the broadcast. Did you hear them talking about that?
A little bit. Yeah.
And they were like,
every time he comes back from a healthy scratch,
he scores. I think Mike Johnson said it. And then Gord Miller was like, that's not really something you want to be known for.
No, but
like scratch me again and then I'll score.
But like he scores and then they'll healthy scratch him regardless if he scores. So it's not like he's, do you know what I mean? So it's not like he's probably thinking, I just scored last game. Like why are you healthy scratching me next game? Like what?
It's exactly what we were just talking about. Like go through the roster and find the guy you want to take out over Robertson, even though he scores.
No, I know.
Like if you really want that goal, then somebody's got to come out.
Yeah. I'm open to it. Like, I'm not tied to Yarncroc has to play or Dewar has to play. Like, I'm not. I'm absolutely not tied to that at all.
No, but the coach is. Maybe not Dewar, but do you really want Robertson on the fourth line?
Not really, but I don't know.
We'll see.
But I don't. But here's what I do want, and then I'll move on. I just want the kid's got game breaker potential, and that's what I do want. I want a big goal at a key time. And I think he could get, there's other guys that can give it to you too, but down the lineup further, I don't know. That's what I want. Anyway, we'll see what happens.
And he's going to have his chance to do that. He's just not going to be a regular in the lineup.
Yeah. I think you're right. Yeah. Anyway, a couple things and we'll get out of here. That's all I have on the Leafs. Do you have anything else on the Leafs? I'm going to hit on a couple other things quickly and then we'll go. This one I find hilarious, but anything else on the Leafs?
No.
Okay, so
what do you got?
Well, Arizona. All the talk was that the Arizona Coyotes are going to be moving to Salt Lake City. So is this smoke and mirrors? It doesn't seem to be. It seems like this is a legit thing. So I can't even believe this. I can't believe Bettman would even let, like, what? Like, how hard has he fought to keep Phoenix / Arizona in Arizona.
Dude, they're playing in a fucking 5,000 seat arena.
So do you, think Batman? So I know, man, but you think Batman, how he's fought for years, no matter what. I know that's my whole point. That's how much he's fought to keep them there. And now he's just ready to pull the chute and be like, all right, fuck it.
I don't think he's ready to pull the chute, but they can't get an arena. Like, they can't get an arena. Nobody gives a shit about the Arizona Coyotes. Like, they have fans, and the owners do, and the NHL does. But, like, the city, the state, like, they don't care. They don't care about the hockey team. What's Batman going to do? You cannot play at Mullet Arena forever.
I know. No, I know you can. Like,
it was reported that they were going to Salt Lake, and then, like, 2 hours after, Arizona tweeted, like, the actual Arizona Coyotes Twitter account tweeted out, like, we are determined to get an arena and stay in Arizona. That, yeah, to me, okay, is like PR bullshit.
Oh, of course it's PR bullshit. But
that's crazy, though, eh?
Like,
why Salt Lake? Why Salt Lake City?
I don't know. The population is not, they don't have a big population there. It's like, I don't want to get into religion or whatever, but I'm pretty sure it's like
Mormon.
It's Mormon country. And the weather fucking sucks. Like, if you like skiing and you like winter activities, great. But it's compared to Arizona, I'd know where I'd be choosing to live if I had a choice between Salt Lake City and Arizona. And, like, the bars close at fucking what? It's an early bedtime for the bars. So you're going to have no nightlife, no fun. Of, like, you think Salt Lake City is going to attract fucking any free agents to go and fucking play there with, like, the way that it, the lifestyle? Get serious. Come on. Can't go out for a drink after the game? Yeah, okay.
But what is it? Like, is there an owner there? Is there a guy there with money? And I don't know the story behind it. Maybe someone does. You can leave it in the comments. But why that city? I mean, there's billionaires all over. There's got to be someone somewhere else.
How the fuck? And I know Batman is whatever. Like, the province of Quebec can't support another team. The province of Ontario can't support a third team.
Or what, like, about, like, serious? Yeah, for sure. But you know, Batman's not doing that. He ain't coming to Quebec. He's not coming to Ontario. But what about, like, Houston or, like, another gigantic major city? And, like you say, has great nightlife.
Then you're putting two teams. So if Texas can have two teams, but Toronto can't?
Population and weather and all that stuff, right? I'm just saying the things that you were listing against Salt Lake. You could find, I'm just using Houston as an example. You could find a major city with a billionaire who's like, yeah, I'll put a team here. And that's the best you can do.
They're talking about expanding, going back to Atlanta. Like, didn't learn the lesson there. And they're talking, there was reports too after this Salt Lake City thing came out with Arizona today that, like, Arizona, if they do lose their team to Salt Lake, that Arizona would be immediately trying to get a team back there. Like, what? Like, just this, the NHL, like, just this kind of bullshit drives me fucking crazy. Figure your shit out. Here's some markets that have failed. Why would we go back there? They've gone back to markets that have failed and it's worked, like Winnipeg, like, you know, and they were even bitching about the attendance in Winnipeg for a while.
Well, because it was horrible.
So, you know, but like, it should work in Winnipeg and whatever, but it didn't work in Atlanta like three other times. So why fucking try it again? The Arizona thing is a Phoenix / Arizona thing. Big time failure. Don't fucking learn from it. Don't go back there. You want to go to Houston? You want to try somewhere else? Like, the Seattle thing has worked great. The Vegas thing has
worked. Seattle's a great city.
Sure.
The weather's not great, but Seattle is a beautiful city. Lots to do. Good population.
Exactly.
Close to the Canadian border. Lots of hockey up in Seattle. Like, they've always had minor league teams and stuff.
Other than if they don't. Well, no, I guess they have out of the big sports. Yeah. Hockey, football, baseball. They lost their basketball team. But, like, yeah. So, yeah, they've got a lot of professional. I was thinking, like, well, Salt Lake City has no.
You could, like, Seattle and hockey. You're like, yeah, that works. And, like, I know it's cold in Salt Lake, but just professional sports in that city. This is the thing that drives me nuts. Bettman has never seemed to realize that football, basketball, baseball are television and media driven sports. They're not ticket driven. They're not driven by the people that go to the fucking games.
Yeah.
The NHL is ticket driven. You need to fill 18,000 seat arenas for this league to stay viable because you don't really have a big TV deal.
Exactly.
You're not watched anywhere like on TV in the States. You have local broadcast, but you're not like Sunday Night Football or anything like that. He doesn't get it.
No.
And he just keeps wanting to go to these markets and become a media driven. Go somewhere where you're going to fill the stadium night in, night out. That's it.
Fill it right up. Air tight. Just
like it should
be filled. Airtight. All holes filled. Come on, Jerry. Get on it. Anyway, man, that's all I got here. The Masters this weekend. Looking forward to that big time. For me, this is like the official start of like spring, summer when the Masters weekend rolls around. There's nothing better than Sunday at Augusta. I cannot fucking wait for the Masters this weekend. But other than that, man.
Tiger make the cut? Yay or nay?
I don't know. They're calling for weather tomorrow. He's going to be walking. It's hard to say.
He looks good, but I know if he has a few bad holes and starts to slip down the leaderboard.
Well, he'll fake an injury and he'll
grab his glute, fall to the ground, and that'll be
it. I don't know. Okay, to give you a yes or no, does he make the cut? I'm going to say
yes just because we all want him to.
Okay, sure. Yeah. Yeah, it'll make it more exciting on Saturday and Sunday if he makes the cut for sure. But we'll see. We'll see. But yeah, man, anyway, I guess that's it. That's it for tonight.
All right, for the Tip and Maple Leafs podcast, don't forget to follow us on social media at the Tip and Maple Leafs podcast on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube, Tip and Podcast on Twitter, Tip and Pod on Twitter, Tip and Podcast on TikTok. Email us tippingpodcast@gmail.com. There's a game Thursday and there's a game Saturday, so we are going to be back after the Saturday game. We're going to be resting up for the playoffs and getting ready because 1 week from Saturday, ladies and gentlemen, game one of the Stanley Cup playoffs. I'm Chad.
I'm Dale.
We will.
Yes, sir. We'll be back on the weekend after the Detroit game, and then we'll be back after the back-to-back against Florida and Tampa, and then we'll be hitting. We'll know everything will be set by then. We'll be doing our playoff preview show and getting ready for game one. Oh, I cannot wait. Thanks for watching, guys. Thanks for listening. Please like this video on YouTube, and please subscribe to our YouTube channel. It really helps us out a lot. Go Leafs, go. Go Matthews, go. Let's get her a little closer to 69. I think it's going to happen. We'll catch you guys later.